rudimentary creatures of blood and flesh. You touch my mind, fumbling in ignorance, incapable of understanding. There is a realm of existence so far beyond your own, you cannot even imagine it. I am beyond your comprehension. I am sovereign. Organic life is nothing but a genetic mutation, an accident. Your lives are measured in years and decades. You wither and die. The cycle cannot be broken. The pattern has repeated itself more times than you can fathom. Organic civilizations rise, evolve, advance, and at the apex of their glory, they are extinguished. We impose order on the chaos of organic evolution. You exist because we allow it, and you will end because we demand it. We are eternal, the pinnacle of evolution and existence. Before us, you are nothing. Your extinction is inevitable. We are the end of everything.
Fine. No, absolutely fine. It's not like I don't have, 10,000 other test subjects begging me to help them escape. You know, it's not like this place is about to explode. All right, look, okay, I'll be honest, you're the last test subject left, and if you don't help me, we're both going to die. All right, I didn't want to say it, you dragged it out of me. All right, dead. Dos muerte. Now, most test subjects do experience some cognitive deterioration after a few months in suspension. Now, you've been under for quite a lot longer, and it's not out of the question that you might have a very minor case of serious brain damage. But don't be alarmed, all right? Although, if you do feel alarmed, try to hold on to that feeling, because that is the proper reaction to being told that you have brain damage. Okay, listen, let me lay something on you here. It's pretty heavy. They told me never, never, ever to disengage myself from my management rail, or I would die. But we're out of options here, so get ready to catch me, all right? On the off chance that I'm not dead the moment I pop off this thing.